Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I can't sing, so we'll close early. Now, go back to verse 9. This is the part 2 of the first service. You titled the message, 5 Loaves and 2 Fishes. So this is part 2. 5 Loaves, 2 Fishes. The scripture said, for Jesus himself knew what he would do. Did you see that scripture? He said he knew what himself he would do. But in verse 9, it was a human being that he used to bring a solution. The Lord knew in his heart what he would do, but he put the solution in a small boy, in a neglected place, in somebody that nobody would have given a chance. Are you here? I'm continuing my message. Are you here? It was a crusade. In a crusade ground, you will see the men of God, the other men of God, the choir, the other choir, special number, prayer warriors. All those people selling something, where do you see them? Pata pata. But God wanted to bring him out. So God created a problem. Are you hearing me? God wanted to bring out your shine. He wanted people to begin to see you in another way. So he created a problem and left that small solution with only you. He knew what he will do concerning you, Tina. But when he wanted to solve it, he didn't talk. He allowed somebody find a small boy. When Andrew brought that boy and Philip, they didn't know that that was what he would do. They thought they were bringing idea. But it was what in God's heart, God already knew that that's the way he's going to solve that problem. When you are dealing with your future, your destiny, you have to be careful. Because when God determines and you are praying and he said to you, I will do something, he didn't tell you how he will do it. You have to be careful about divine opportunities that look like small opportunities. When the boy came, did he come with 10,000 loaves? He came with what? Let's assume that we are going to share the fish. Please remember what I said to you, that this last week, the Lord said to me that this series of messages are a prophetic word for this church in this season. So everything I say, please listen with your inner ear. If they gave everybody one loaf, that's what? 5. Then we can share the fish. Everybody will take small. Now, in 5,000 people, 5,000 men, if you remove 5, please, in an organization, have you solved any problem? Please, go and sit down. Let somebody with a better idea. That's why sometimes you are in your office meeting, people are talking. Somebody talk. You waste everybody's time. After talking, your guy will say, please, any other... Because this is your own idea. It will take us back. We don't want to... It doesn't make sense. But you see, In the spirit realm, what did they record? The Lord already knew what he would do. So in heaven's position, there's no problem. In God's mind, concerning you, in camp, there's no problem. What we need to deal with here is the interjections of men. Whether Philip can see the solution in a small boy. Are you with me? Whether Philip can be humble enough to say, young boy, come and help us. Whether Philip can even say, let's not despise the wisdom of this man. Let's still bring it to God first. I don't know if you're hearing me. Because sometimes God will allow those things to be forming in your mind. But in your mind, it's not a solution. This is not a solution. That young boy with five loaves, is that idea in your mind? It looks very small. Do you know you can start another branch of your business? This one we are doing, we have not seen results. They are saying we should go and open another branch in Leave Oba. Open one in Lekki. How? Except you are the twin brother of Joseph the dreamer. Even if God opened the heavens, is it possible? The problem is when you are talking to God, you have to talk to him according to his level, not according to your level. Because when you say it's impossible, it will now shock you. Say you will see it, oh, but your mouth will know what? There is a lad here, nameless, faceless, a nobody, but he has something. The eyes, the spiritual eyes to see opportunity. Where others are saying, what is 200 penny worth? We are talking about $15 million. You are talking about 1.5 million naira. Excuse me? Do you know how much we're talking about here? Want to erect 3 masts at 45 million? You know those meetings where all the things they are calling is in the heavens. 45 million? The last one, Pastor David, was 17. Now, this 45, oh, 48. Somebody gave us a quotation of 48. You are just hearing dollars, millions, billions, billions. And I said, there is someone in Surulere who can do this ushering service. What's the name of our business? 5 Loaves and 2 Fish Limited. Say, I don't like us to be going back. This event, we cannot afford to fail. Last year when we did it, we used Teslim Balogun. Then 3 years ago, we used the one in TBS. Now you are talking about 5 loaves and 2 fish. Which kind of name is that? We talk about Ariel Consulting. We are talking about Bismarck Consulting. We are talking about Isaac Ben Associates. And you are here, you are talking about 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Somebody wanted to commonize. The person was saying, what is 200 penny worth? In other words, they value your company. They look at you. Say, this is your company. This is your logistic company. Everything, maybe 150,000. But what we want to do, we are looking at 47 million naira. So please, let's move forward. Let's get a consultant from Abuja. Not Abuja, Abuja. When you begin to hear those kind of conversations, if you don't have spiritual eyes, all the analysis they are doing, are they lying? If they are not lying now. We are talking about 20,000 people. You came here with 5 loaves. Even in a pastor's meeting, if you try it, the way I will shout on you, we are talking about 20,000 congregation. You are talking about, do you know what we are talking about? 5 loaves? Please, please, please. I know we are people of faith, but let's be using our brain when we are talking. We are talking about serious things. Say 5 loaves. Excuse me, did I tell you I'm hungry? 5 loaves. Some people here can even finish 5 loaves without standing up. And they'll be asking for more. Just give them vegetable soup with the bread or with butter. Or if you now, if you are nice, fry akara. Some people like akara. They will now put it inside the bread like this and press it. You know, once you finish, just remove your bed. You do like this. Now sleep remain. Now sleep. We are talking about food for 20,000 people. Brother, you come to this meeting. You didn't come prepared for this NPR, for this management meeting. You are coming with 5 loaves and 2 limits. You say the office is Suru Lere. What happened to you? You used to be so brilliant. It is those nameless ideas, those nameless people, those people that others have despised, that it is those lepers that will open the gates of provision to the city. But those who criticize will hear, but they will not partake of it. You need to be careful what you say in your moment of trial. You need to be careful. All those things you are saying, you say you are just being factual. One man was being factual, and the prophet told him, we are people of faith. You will see it, but you will not taste. Why can God be so rigid? Because one man's declaration can poison a nation. Before you know it, Osetu will say, Pastor, let's be sincere. That thing cannot work. You cannot build 50,000 seater without pillars. It's impossible. He said, we are standing in the citadel of grace. 50,000 seater. He said, when my God. See, I heard it. 1983. He said to me, he said, at the base of this ministry, we receive commandment that we will fly to the nations from here. Someone said, he said, that man is mad. He said, but we are here. He said, we are here. Glory to God. We are here. He said, we are here. He said, you don't know, you don't know. It's not a matter of age. You don't know, you don't know. It's not age. Celebration of age is Stone Age philosophy. You don't know. You don't know. And what you don't know, you don't know. They built a 50,000 seater without pillars. Meanwhile, consultants came from all over the world. It's not possible. There is a lad here that has a wisdom. But that wisdom has been valued at 200 naira. But it is what we feed 20,000 people. If men commonize you, don't commonize yourself. Yes, I know what I carry. Don't commonize yourself. You have defeated yourself before the battle starts. Don't commonize yourself. Acknowledge what you carry. Don't let anybody tell you the worth of what you have. There is a lad here. You are that lad. There's a lad here. There's someone here. You are that person that they've looked over and they only came to you because they didn't have any other choice. And God is about to glorify you. All of a sudden they'll say you are the beauty queen. It's because something happened to your destiny. It's not that you are that fine. But when God breathed on you, they want to interview. Say, we have in our midst the beautiful, delectable. Eh? Don't greet me and see if I will come. There's a lad here. Now, another thing you need to look at in that guy. He was at the right place at the right time. You see why we are praying? Do you see why we pray? Because the movements of destiny, you cannot control it. You just have to trust God to guide you to where you need to be at the right time. That is why we need to always have faith. Because you don't know the way through the wilderness. He is the one who knows. And he knew what he would do. But he didn't tell the disciples. But he guided them. Do you see why God hates connivance and human wisdom? Scheming. Schemers. Schema mama. Those ones are PhD. When you play chess, to be a good chess player, you must anticipate the next 4 moves of your opponent. Because it's war. Chess is war. You know, for you it's game, but that's how they used to win wars in those days. They win in the chess board before they go and fight. Nobody wants to die. They may be calling you a lad, but a time is coming that we attach a name to that. Nobody knew who David was. Because I'm prophesying, you understand, and I want you to catch it with your spirit. Nobody knew what David was. He says, this one son of Jesse. But when Goliath's head came down, then I heard women quickly compose the song. See, that song didn't exist before. But you know, you need to trust our women. They quickly compose the song. For our king killed 1,000, but David killed 10,000. Hey, our God is good. Oh, hey. I just compose it. So David like, my humble self say, forget. Goliath is there. Let's enjoy the moment. Just enjoy the moment. It's your time. Your destiny wants to shine. But before that day, if they saw David on the road pushing sheep, nobody asked him his name. You are coming out. You are coming out. There is a lad here. He's carrying something. She's carrying something. But now God will create a problem and leave the only solution in your hands. And that solution is bringing you out before kings, before queens, before people that matter. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but this week will not fail until there's an outbreak of joy, an outbreak of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Please sit down. You see, please read, give me Isaiah 55, 9 and 10. Please, when we finish, go and download the message or go on Facebook, download it, or on the website. Listen again, and as you are listening, be praying. Don't listen like you are listening to FMO. As you are listening, katupa yakatu, zerekatu, malikatu ya. Be capturing, because words are spirits. Capture the energy of that message. Trap it. Those are the things I'm doing, you know. Just that some of us speak in tongues more than year. It's the same tongues. But I thank God. So you must now extend the frontiers of your ability to transact in the spirit. By praying in tongues. So when you are hearing a message, katuraba, when you hear a punchline, you speak in tongues, trap it. Leave it. For as the heavens, this is God speaking, higher, just where you'll be looking, you'll be seeing it up there. So are my ways. What does that mean? When I decide to move you forward, the mathematical calculation for that progress, it's not here, it's there. Are you getting it? The calculation, the equation, the quadratic equation that we have designed, we formulated to move you forward. If we tell you, you will say how. Just like God, somebody brought 5 loaves, no name, no face. And God said, this is what we are going to use to feed 20,000. Baba, baba. my father, I trust you. But let me not announce it in the church till you do it, so that it will not look like your prophet is a liar. I trust you, my God. And if you trust me, announce it. Say, my God, my God. Every time I hear you, I'm always like, okay, announce it. Announce it that the whole of Maryland will be saved in one day. My God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. The mighty God. Oh, I just praise you. I just pray. Don't praise me. I say, announce in church that the whole of Mainland will be saved. I believe. I say, announce. I don't talk. I say, I'm talking. I say, say I believe. Say, oh yes, you announce it on first service. You announce. I say, my father. Say, this boy, they fear. Because you now realize that what God wants to do, if he does it, you will run away. You cannot, your mind cannot carry it. Meanwhile, you are telling others, I'm blessed beyond the curse. I'm living prosperity. Okay, now I want to answer that prophetic declaration. You ran away. Say, man of God, can this dry bones to you? Say, don't tell why they prophesy. Well, this guy, you know, you have to use wisdom. Say, Oluwa, thou, because you are the one that, that statement is a, they paraphrase it. He began to preach to God. My God, there's nothing you cannot do. My God, you made the sea, you made the mountain, you made the, oh God. Can this drive? Why are you afraid of a miracle? Maybe you are praying. People don't believe. Oh, they are just saying, my God, Lua, Lua. Okay, I want to do it now. I want to give you a connection that will give you 10 years visa this week. You don't have passport, you don't have anything. I will give you, then somebody's coming on Tuesday, they will give you an SUV with $200,000 cash. Say, do you believe? Say, oh my God, there's nothing you cannot do. You see, but you now realize that your mind is as if the battery is low, it will be shutting down. Your mind, the battery is low. Say, it's like your BlackBerry, no network again. See, what is it? You know, when the battery is low, some apps will not work. Say, God, I'm not hearing you. When God talks to you and you discover you don't have capacity to believe, the scripture says then we must build up ourselves in our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Then you switch. You begin to generate energy. You plug that device back to the power source. Don't answer immediately. You put your eye on what he's saying. This thing can only be God. People, what is going on? Say, leave me. Because you have seen something in your mind. But you've not, your hand has not held it yet. Because John told us, he said, the things we have seen, the things we have touched, but there are certain things until you undo. You undo it and carry it, it's not yours. So the only way to carry it, others came here and failed, but I cannot afford it. My dad broke up with his wife. My grandfather broke up. We are married 3 wives. I cannot afford it. You keep your eyes on the ball. You keep your eyes on the goal. My son, I want to do something. My daughter, I want to do something. I want to give you an army that are currently dry bones. Do you believe? You generate faith. You generate faith. Don't waste time and say, even if God wants to do it, is it possible? There was a man of God. You know, I told you few months ago, those that are close to God are the greatest unbelievers. There was one man, he was in the throne room. He was in the innermost court. An angel appeared to him and said, oh, Zechariah. Who is the father of John? Zechariah. He said, your wife is about to conceive. This is the man of God. The angel was angry. Look at the person they sent me to. It's not every angel that is patient, though. We want to bring something to your house. Tell God, I trust him, whether he does it or not. Insult. I am here. You are saying whether God... give me that mouth. You only be here, but... Anamala. And since you don't know what to do with that mouth, you don't know that with your mouth you sign transactions. With your mouth, just by saying yes Lord, you sign. You cannot believe, but you'll be using your mouth to tell people all the problems you are going through. You cannot use that mouth to sign your destiny. Say, if God does not come, I will not believe. Give me your mouth. It's in the Bible. They did, because the way the guy is talking, he will abort the prophecy. You don't know. The way Zachariah was talking. MJ. I thought we are not having children again. He was too lele. You want to born at 50. Yeah. Wow. See the way he's talking. He's aborting prophetic word. Say, before this one cause problem. Because this boy that is coming is the one that must come before Messiah will come. There must be no mistake. We don't want the boy to come and be fighting spiritual battle because of words, negative words. I beg, daddy and papa, no preaching again for the next 9 months. Yeah. Many people say they are close to God. They don't have faith too. They are not wearing suit. When challenge comes, you now see them behaving like a baby Christian. But when they went to a woman, usher, sweeper, say, I bring you good tidings. Hey. I bring you good tidings. Hey. She's not a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Mary was not a pastor.
Yes,
she just, they sleep for church. Yes. Mary is one of those people that when they come, people will go, she will stay in church with mattress, sleep.
Yes,
you go anywhere, you not meet her. Come to church, you meet her. It was when she was there, cleaning. Hail Mary. Ejema Kimio. Men are not greet me now. Usher me, I be. God didn't go to the pastors to look for who bring Messiah. You know, the pastor know Bible well. God went to the cleaners. God went to the ushers. He went to those who were looked down on. He went to those who nobody knew their parents. He went to the despised, the neglected, those corners in the house where nobody looks for anything. So I bring you good tidings. The woman asked, how can these things be? The angel replied, this is how it will happen. The glory of the Lord will come upon you. The power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Then something begin to form inside of you. Do you see the process for receiving seed in Isaiah? Go back to Isaiah. Isaiah 55. When he said he gives seed to the sower. That's what I want to explain. That is, you don't receive seed anyhow. It was the angel that said, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Then that which shall be conceived in you shall be what? A holy seed shall be known as the Son of the Living God. It was a conversation. Then the moment the angel said it, what did she say? I submit to that will. I submit, be it unto me according to your word. Luke chapter 1 and verse 45, I believe, 37 of our chapter. It says, blessed is she that believeth. There shall be a performance. If there is no believing, there will be an abortion. No matter who says it, you've got to develop rugged faith, dangerous faith. But dangerous faith is a combination of two things: receiving a word, a rhema word, and backing it up with dangerous tongues. The scripture says, faith cometh by what? By hearing. And hearing the word of God. But how is faith built? By praying. I wish somebody heard that one. How does faith come? By hearing. But they may bring the faith to your doorstep and the tire is flat. I said they may bring the package. But you need to... They may bring the balloon, the box of balloon, but you still need to blow it. Are you with me? So, the faith has come. The way to empower and activate that faith. Likatu makaza. Rekebedio. This is what you are doing now. Kalakatu gaza. Zepregede. And as you are praying, your eye is on the ball. Your eye is on that word. Your eye is on that prophecy. Lord, this is the year you told me about. Kalikatu makaza. Regede bosukata. You begin to pray in tongues, dangerous tongues. Do you know why many cannot pray tenaciously? Because their spirit eyes is not seeing anything. Isaiah 55 and verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Is somebody getting blessed? Open your spirit and hear the voice of the Lord. and my thoughts, the things I'm thinking, they are above your level of poverty. They are above. You are thinking of marriage. I'm thinking of your children going to nations. I've gone past that one. I've gone past that one. I'm already seeing your children winning senatorial seat in the US, winning senatorial seat in Canada. You are here, God, my husband. We have see what God is thinking. We have gone past. So you should be planning the other one. Forget this one. This one, we've settled it. Stop acting like God went on vacation. Next verse. For now, look at this. Now, this is a description in verse 10 of what was said in verse 9. Because of the word for. Because of that word, F-O-R, for. For as the rain cometh down, that rain, in verse 9, he said, my thoughts are above your thoughts. My ways are above your ways. And he benchmarked that thought with the heavens and the earth. Where does rain come from? Are you seeing something? Where does rain come from? Talk to me. Now, his thoughts are also coming from heaven because his thoughts are higher. So he said, as my thoughts come down like rain and snows come down from heaven and does not return, when I tell you what I'm thinking, that thing must be achieved. Oh my God, you didn't get it. If you heard it, you will actually jump down from that window. He said, when I tell you something, that means that revelation has left heaven. It's no more there. It's coming here. Just the way rain comes. And the rain does not go back. Once it comes, it has come. That's why many times it seems that destinies can be hijacked. Because a word was spoken, but somebody did not receive it. Another person received it. And the person moved. Overtake is allowed. Come on, overtake is allowed. He said, he does not return thither, but waters the earth. His thoughts, heavens. Your own thoughts, earth. So when his thoughts come like rain, it waters your mind. Where your thoughts come from. Are you hearing something? It waters your mind. Then it makes it fruitful. You start thinking like heaven. You start having some ideas that was not there. You woke up with something. He said it waters your own mind, your own thoughts. And then it makes your mind, your thoughts, to begin to bud. The idea, as you begin to work on it, will be coming together. It will be moving from stage 1 to stage 2, stage 2 to stage 3. Where this in the work? Oh, all of a sudden, there's bike. All of a sudden, there's office. All of a sudden, you know, things are coming together. It begins to bud. The emphasis of that revelation that came. Two things. Number one, to give what? Seed. Now, that seed, the emphasis of the divine thought, is not just to give you food to eat. It's to give you seed, first of all. That seed is the one you must never eat. That seed is the one that after you see the process of receiving revelation knowledge, you will now plant that seed. You will now build your business on a revelation. You will build your marriage on a particular revelation. That revelation that took time to form. That's why sometimes God can tell you something, but before the thing forms fully, it can be 6 months. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe somebody understands. God tells you something. It took 3 months. The understanding was coming in bits. I don't know who I'm talking to. The understanding will be coming little by little. All of a sudden, you just wake up. I'm starting that business. Because you've received enough revelation. Then he says, the thing that revelation gives to you is seed to plant. Seed to plant. You now enter your farm. Two seeds of corn per hole. Two seeds of corn per hole. You go again to the next one. Two seeds of corn per hole. Okay, what do they do? Two seeds of corn per hole. You have like 10 hectares.
It will take you time. Yekatumaka. Rebeko to Zofidia. Lekanu mokozutia. You are internalizing that power. You are sowing that seed. If somebody has one plot and you have 10 hectares, it's not the same amount of prayer. Yekutu barakata. By the time the other person, the thing is already germinating, your own has not started because you are still planting. Zuperia kutuza. Rapa, we are going to 10 hectares. Nobody will do it for you. It's you and God. Lekatu masaka. Rebetu fesidia. Erima kataba. You are planting, you are planting, you are planting, you are planting, you are planting 3 months. If you receive prophecy, if you receive revelation, but don't have the discipline to wait on the Lord, game over. If you receive prophecy, but don't receive grace to wait on the Lord for his perfect time, for what? His perfect time. Game over. That's why you notice the devil will always tell you, do it now. Eat that fruit now. Don't wait for your husband to come. Do it now. The devil knows that he cannot always masquerade as an angel of light for life. So he has like 5 minutes to deceive you and get out. But if you apply the weapon of patience, after some time, he cannot stay like that. You begin to form. You now see his big nose. You now see his big eyes. Yeah. He want it. Now you. Ah. Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Because now you apply the weapon of patience. If it is God, let us wait again. Let us sit under the atmosphere of his word. Let's sit under the atmosphere of worship. Let's sit under the atmosphere of praying in tongues. Let's wait for further instructions. As you are doing that, the devil cannot maintain the camouflage. He begins to give way. All those people that say they will help you, they start misbehaving. They start telling you, you are not serious. They are not going to work with you again. You start seeing their intentions. You start seeing their heart. Why? Because the moment you sow the seed, you cannot reverse it. Once you sow the seed, you cannot reverse it. It will grow. But if your seed grows in enemy territory, the battle you will fight will be more. He said, give a seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Please write this down. The only way to understand the seed from the bread is by the word of the Lord. They both look like seed. They both look like seed. The only way to identify what is actually in my hands is by what God has said. So when you receive something, it is also wise for you. See, we have come this far. We should not be making some mistakes again. God is willing to prosper his children. God is not the one that is against you. God loves you. God is rooting for you to win. God is saying Tina is going to be a champion. God is rooting for you. In heaven, he's clapping and shouting for you. God is not your enemy. Don't let there be saying like anything prayer. It will take time. God, you're always slow. You know, this country, maybe you'll go Canada. You'll go Canada. If your heavens are closed here, it will be closed here. Yes, anywhere they go Canada. That guy, when he go there, under 3 years, he don't get house. The other one, when he get there, try it. Doctor, look how I went to France. He saw people that ran away from here. Their ancient idol followed them there. You know, they don't radio the branch in Vassal. There's a place in France called Vassal. Say, you just enter plane. This is passport number. This is matric number. I'm going to deal with them. And you know, in the UK, they have name for every disease. That thing that only make you feel sad, they have name for it. Here, we call it demon. We call it evil spirit. But there, say it's clinical advanced depression. The doctor will be telling you that you are mad, but he's telling you in a nice way. He's mad. He's telling you are mad, though, that this thing is madness. So he says it's advanced psychosis.
There are actually three levels. The highest level, you are on the second level from the test we did. So, and you are listening to him. Somebody that if they try it in a Yaba left here, you give them slap. They say, ah, we told you he's mad. He's mad. But there, they are calm. They use for look for a good language. Say it's advanced psychosis. You will now be the one to ask him, sir, what is advanced psychosis? See, two mad people talking. Having intelligent conversation. Intelligent madness. Then when you go out, you now tell your wife, say, how was it? Say, ah, they say it's psychosis. Say it's advanced psychosis. You two will now begin to explain to her what is second level advanced psychosis. Three mad people having fellowship together. You better join me. Let's be speaking in tongues together so that our life can move forward. Let me rush. Ah, Shakuma Lekabada. Many have wasted time and divine opportunity because they were careless. They didn't know what the opportunity God gave to them was meant for. So they came to share testimony and started eating food. One of my mentors, Reverend Oduwole Albert, God will give me grace to bring him around. He's a very busy man. Said the first time he was on his way to travel abroad to preach, somebody gave him, was it $500 or $1,000? The first foreign currency we ever owed in his life. When I was working in the bank and I was on the forex desk, I'm the one attending to people who want to travel. They now carry the box of because they have been calling me now that I should stop sharing their secret. They have been calling me. So I started using style to say it so that I will not expose, you know, it's a security, high level security matter. It's like asking dry bones to rise again. So I told them they should not worry. I will protect them, but they should also do something. So they'll be calling. If God is using your wisdom, name your price. There was a wise man whose wisdom delivered the city. He didn't negotiate for a ministerial role. He was forming humility. After the battle was over, they forgot him. It's called wisdom. It's called wisdom. Negotiate. Even when they say the price tag is 5,000, say, do you have a discount? It's not because you can't pay. Negotiate. It's a rule in business. Always negotiate. Never give people the impression you have it. Negotiate. You want to show that you are a big man of God. You better negotiate. You'll be wasting money. Say, we gave him 5,000, he wasted it on hotel. Negotiate. Do you have a discount for first-time customers? Negotiate. It's yes or no, but negotiate. I wanted to pay for one hotel somewhere. They say it's 40,000 per night. And I negotiate, I paid 19. Yeah. You'll be in the room. You'll be seeing water surrounding you. Everybody, all of us were there, but our price is different. Negotiate. Worst case, you'll say no. Where was I? Reverend Oduwole, talking about seed. He said he was almost at the airport. He was driving past Maryland. His mentor is Pastor Victor Adeyemi. Say, this money, the first of his kind, and I'm traveling now for the first time. Say, Reverend, are you around? Yes. He entered the church. I want to sow this. This is my first trip. Reverend Wale did not say, no. You need the money. He collected it. Reverend Victor collected it. God bless you. Go in peace. My God will go with you. Call Malam. How much be dollar? Yeah, go and change. Bring money. He said, carry his wife. Let's go and wash feet. Your own seed, though. Today, I don't know a more traveled, itinerant preacher in this Southwest like that man. He may even be watching Baba Moloya. If I want to see, He told me, he said, have you met Reverend Victor? I said, no, you are meeting him. He likes connecting people. Have you met him? I said, no, you should meet him. When I come, I'm going to take you to. Very nice guy. He was trapped in Canada during the COVID. He started church before leaving the place. See, I just like planting churches. He went to preach for somebody who ended up planting a church there. People will not remember the seed you sowed. Even you sometimes, you will sow some seed, you will not remember again. But you see the seed. He doesn't forget somebody put him there. It will germinate. Reverend Wole, when he's in Nigeria, can travel out every week. Not to Ghana, Austria, Switzerland, UK. If you see his flyer self, you'll be seeing different countries. His programs are other countries, but he lives in Ibadan. Who told you that you have to be in Lagos to be irrelevant? He's living in Ibadan. All his flyers are UK, Canada, Austria, Switzerland, US, back to Canada. He goes like he's going from Ibadan to Lagos. It's the way he's traveling. But the first one was not for eating. The first one was a seed. Nobody will tell you that one. The first foreign currency somebody ever gave to this ministry, we didn't spend it. I took it to my father in the Lord. And I said, somebody blessed us. So we want to sow it into the ministry. Prophetic streams. Bam. End of story. He just took it. Binga. God bless you. Eshe. Seed to the sower. If God knows what you are looking for, it's money to eat. He will give you bread. But if he looks at your heart and says, this one wants to be a generational blessing. This one is not just talking about what she will eat. No. Don't give her bread. We will give her both bread and seed. Because inside that seed, there will be a harvest. Inside that harvest, your family will be taken care of. Inside that, you can tell someone, come and see me tomorrow. Take $10,000. And you are not feeling it. It's just, you just want to help the person. You know, some of you can't imagine that you can help somebody with $10,000. You can't imagine it. You can't see because 478, 480 naira to a dollar. You don't believe you can help somebody with that. Don't worry, just to support your new business. You don't believe it. Because you don't know that in a congregation of 20,000 people, there can be a lad. Nameless, faceless, nobody expected anything from that boy. But he was there listening to Jesus. Is that kind of person in a church? The pastor will say, I want to do something. I want to change all these chairs, put conference all chair. He will just come. The pastor, this is my widow's mite. And walk away. He will not even wait for pastor to say, let me pray. He will drop it in offering basket. 10 million. Meanwhile, pastor, they put mine for Kenny. They put mine for Kenny. Say, all the bankers, will call sister with me and want to have a meeting with all the bankers and all the business people. We're going to strategize. How we are going to buy chair. But there was a boy. Faceless. Don't assume you know where the help will come from. Don't assume. You are assuming. God is not operating the realm of assumption. I gave you an idea yesterday. Did you expect it? That is seed for you. You didn't know it will come. But he came. That's how God works. Seed to the sower. Bread to the eater. This is a prophetic word. Go and get his message. Listen again and personalize it. If your mind is not as sharp and focused, you won't know what to do with supernatural provision. God will give you money. And you go and buy a car or buy ticket to UK. Say, I've never been to the UK. Are they looking for you there? Who do you know? You want to be sleeping in hotel? You don't know how expensive your sleep is until you sleep in some hotels. You know that sleep you are sleeping, you say, yeah, they will know no light, no NEPA. When you go to some place and they give you they give you price, say, wow. Say, wow. The nurse said, sorry, is everything okay, sir? Is everything okay? Say, yeah. Wow. 150,000? Wow. In VI? Wow. Meanwhile, we were trusting God for house rent. Wow. Per night? Is it just one night or 1 week? Say one night. Say, wow. Do you have presidents who sleep here? I say, no, just business tycoons. Wow. Wow. You will not complain. You will not complain. I prophesy to all you men, you will not be in lack. When your wife makes you angry, you will go out of anger and buy her a brand new Jeep. Say, I'm angry. What insult? I'm angry. What is this? In my house. Call Chachangi Abi. What's that guy in VI? Bring me a brand new. Which of the Prado 2022 do you have down? Say, Land Cruiser. Say, bring it. And you now give her the key. I say, next time. She will say, you are my sweetheart. But I was just playing with you. First, you know they play with you. Say, I like this kind of anger. God will lift up your head. The seed he will put in your hand, you will not eat it. He said, I am the God that delight in the prosperity of my servants. That means when you are a servant, when you serve him, you see the word? Look for that scripture for me. I delight in the prosperity. Psalm 37. Look for it. He said, I delight. He delights. When God sees you, sir, prospering, and you don't show off, he's happy. He say, oh, see, Danny. Oh, see, Danny, Danny. Danny, boy. You see, when you are at West of Tisa, okay, they change your name. They even sing with your name. God is looking for trustworthy servants to keep his money with them. He said he's going to and fro looking for those he can show himself strong on their behalf. Sam, the Lord thy God. What I say to a man, I say to a woman, you are careless now. The prophecy jump over. Listen to me. God is going to lift your head. Amen. You will not even have needs again. Amen. Even your wants will be added. Amen. Anything you desire in your life, you will have capacity to do it. Amen. The Lord will raise you in your family. Amen. As a generational blessing. He said, let them shout for joy. Can somebody please shout? Listen. We are ending with this scripture. When God gives an instruction before he says something, he says, it's powerful. Now, the word joy, you need to go back again in Psalms where he says, in his presence is the what? Fullness. That means you are not talking to angels. You are standing in front of him. Don't be distracted. He said, so when he said in his prayer, that means shout for joy because you are in front of me. That's what it means. Okay, one more time. Shout for joy. Hallelujah. You see, when you shout for joy, one of the things that happen when you shout is that walls come down. Walls come down. Those walls that have been insulting you, that you have been fasting and praying for. Now, God says, shout and see what I will do. Hallelujah.
Now you are going to shout one more time. This next shout is for your next season, is for your future, is for your marriage, is for your prosperity, is for your promotion. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. God is able to.